Okay, good morning, good night of Shabbos. Welcome back to the weekly Svas Emes Shir here at Avdas Torah. The month of learning the Kol is sponsored by the Ben Rushes, Le'ilui Nishmas Yaakov couple Ben Yechiel Tzvi HaKohen, and we are learning Le'ilui Nishmas. Our week of learning was sponsored in honor of Rabbi Mordechai Javahari. We appreciate that as well. I'll note that the month of Adar still doesn't have a sponsor. So if anyone in the room or if anyone listening on the recording is interested in stepping up for that, that would be wonderful for the Kol. And our Shir today is not sponsored. If you want future opportunities, there's a link here on top of the page for that. The Svas Emes will go not in order of the sheet, actually, audible. We'll start with source number two. The Svas Emes, if you go through Parshas B'Shalach, which I encourage you to do at home, we're only going to get through two, maybe three of the pieces in this photocopy. But the Svas Emes on Parshas B'Shalach is very rich. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of Gevaldik Devar Torah. There's a lot of good kashas, a lot of good terutzim. There's a lot to see and a lot of good messages as well in the Svas Emes. We were only able to pick a few of them, obviously, in terms of our time constraint. But it's very, very kedai to take some time afterwards to look up, to read these ones, to share them at the table as always, and to go back to the Sefer and actually find the rest of them. We skipped over a lot of them. But if you look in source number two, the Svas Emes in Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph, in our Parsha, Parshas B'Shalach, Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph, 1871, the Svas Emes comments on the following. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Dabrel B'nei Yisrael V'yashuvah, that he should tell the Klal Yisrael that as they're leaving, as they're finally breaking away, as they think they're getting out of Mitzrayim and moving towards the Midbar and ultimately, hopefully, Eretz Yisrael, so they should be told by Moshe Rabbeinu V'yashuvu. They should be told to what? To turn around, to make a U-turn, and walk back towards Mitzrayim. And Rashi comments over here, what's going on that we're being told to turn around, go in the wrong direction? We're supposed to be heading out of Mitzrayim. Why are we going back? Rashi says what? Rashi says to trick Paro, right? To trick Mitzrayim, to make them think that we were Toa Badarech, to make them think that we were a little bit lost in the way, that we were wayward in our travels. And therefore, they think it was an opportunity to pounce, but really it would end up drawing them in to their own trap to be killed. Okay, so that's what Rashi says. But the Svas Emes says, perhaps something deeper is going on here as well. Yesh lomar, tam ha'inyan. Maybe the reason for what's happening over here, the strategy, in terms of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe to demand that Klal Yisrael turn around and head back towards Mitzrayim, sheyitzias Mitzrayim hayanes shelo bahadraga. That really, Yitzias Mitzrayim was an interesting type of nes. It was a nes which wasn't stepped. It wasn't gradual. It wasn't a process that developed over time. It was instantaneous. It was miketz. It was with extreme. It was just instantaneous. Happened in a moment. It was a quick nes, a flash of inspiration. V'hi l'sha'a. Says the Svas Emes, a tremendous yisod. I feel like we've spoken about this in the past, but maybe it was in the weekend that I was in Bergenfield and did the recording. But either way, the Svas Emes here shares a yisod, which he repeats in other places as well, which is that when somebody experiences a flash of inspiration, a moment of excitement, something which pushes and motivates him, those moments are often fleeting. Unless we tap into it and concretize it and set it up for ourselves that it should last forever, so a person's moments of inspiration don't usually last. It's so much of what we have nowadays, by way of what is rightfully, you know, advertised as Talmud Torah, is often bursts of inspiration, moments of inspiration, just small seconds of people when they, the best part of the speech, we take out a minute, we send that around, and that's our moments of inspiration. Those are our points of flashes of excitement. That's a wonderful thing to inspire people. It's a wonderful thing to use our time. If we only have a minute, and we only have 5 minutes, we only have 10 minutes, to use our time well, to learn a little bit of Torah, to hear the Dvar Torah, to be inspired. But that's often l'sha'a. The amount of time that it took to inspire you is often the amount of time it lasts, because of how quick it is, that burst. So the nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim was l'sha'a. It was temporary. It was fleeting. V'ratza Hashem Yisbarach sheyishar ge'ula zo ba'atzmas Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, of course, that this ge'ula, the Gaulus of Mitzrayim, was the template for all future exiles. The ge'ula of Mitzrayim was the model of all future ge'ulas. So he wanted that it should be everlasting, and therefore he needed that it be be'atzmus Yisrael. He needed that the Klal Yisrael would have input, that they would have a part, an active role in the Geula, that it wouldn't just be a flash of a nes of Geulas Mitzrayim, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending them out, but rather that they would take some active role, and that would help concretize the nes and the geula of Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'chein ratzon Hashem yisbarach tamid. That's what Hashem always wants from us. Mikol Yish Yisrael, every single person, le'es mitzo asha, when you have those moments of inspiration, she'en lecha adam she'en lo sha, everyone does. V'az tzarech legvoa belibo al achakach. A person at those moments of inspiration has to take a time, take a second, to be mizbonein, to be introspective, and think, how am I koveya this belibi? How do I set this in my heart that it should be everlasting, that it shouldn't be a fleeting thing, that it shouldn't dissipate after these moments? Sheyeda lehisnai gam be'esa hester, that even when he's not as inspired, even when he's not sitting in on that Musar Shmuz, even when he's not hearing that clip of an exciting Dvar Torah, even then he's able to take that message with him to the darker times. Ulekach, says the Sfas Emes. Remember how we got here? The Sfas Emes asked, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to tell the Klal Yisrael to turn around, make a U-turn, and head back towards Mitzrayim? Rashi tells us that the simple understanding is he's trying to trick Paro. The Sfas Emes says something deeper. Ulekach, this is the reason. Tziva sheyachzru v'yalam me'atzmusam. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Klal Yisrael that they should turn around and walk back towards Mitzrayim. Ulekach v'yitzaku, that's also why they were going to cry out in tefillah later on. I don't understand. The Klal Yisrael were just taken out of Mitzrayim. They knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saving them. They saw the Nisim. Why would they be scared when they got to the Yam Suf and have to daven to Hashem? The answer is, Ach ki yadu she'ata tzrichim ligbor me'atzmam. They realized that at this point, until now, Hashem was taking them out all by himself, inspiring them, motivating them, pushing them, propelling them towards the Geula. But at this very moment, Hashem says, V'yashuvu, turn around, take a few steps back, so that you can take the steps forward. So that you can be a part of the geula, so that you can be a part of the nes, so that you can be koveya, this nes, this inspiration in your own hearts, and move forward in a lasting, everlasting way. That's why Hashem said, go back and push yourselves forward, propel yourselves, use your own kochos, your own abilities to go forward, as opposed to only relying on the nisim that Hashem gives you, shaloba hadraga, and those flashes of inspiration, those flashes of nisim. If you look, I put like a blue aleph over there in the third line here. So that corresponds to the bottom of the page. There's an aleph to the Sfas Emes later, a few years later, in our parsha in Taf Resh Lamed Daled 1874. The Sfas Emes continues this theme that Hashem tells us to turn around and come back because the whole, you know, Yitzias Mitzrayim happened so quickly that we couldn't really internalize and concretize it. So we had to turn around and do it ourselves. Inin Kamosha Kasev, that's what it says in the Navi, V'achayos Ratzav Eshov. This is an important line in Navi, in terms of Chassidus, that there's always ebbs and flows in a person's life, in a person's inspiration, in a person's motivation. There's always ebbs and flows, ups and downs, backs and forth, pushing and pulling. There's a constant tension in the life of an Oved Hashem. But that's what we're trying to understand here. So the Sfas Emes, Ratzav Eshov, the idea is, Al yedei hamarutza mehislavus yoser meakoach, al zet tzarech lios miyad bechinas shov. Al yedei zeh yesh lokiyim. The Sfas Emes says like this, ebbs and flows sometimes we interpret as ups and downs. Life's a roller coaster. We have times where we're hot, we're inspired, we're on fire, and times where we're a little cooler, where we're not as on fire, we're not as excited. Rutzo v'shov, we go back and forth. We kind of have a tension in our life back and forth, right? There's a pendulum that life is really swinging on throughout our avodas Hashem. That's one way to say it. But the Sfas Emes says rutzo is also a lashon of rutz, meaning running, right? Mihirus, moving quickly. So the Sfas Emes says rutzo v'shov, the way of an avodas Hashem, the life of avodas Hashem is that there's a ritza, there's this quick burst, there's this exciting flash, ratzo v'shov. And then a person has to step back and then get back into it himself and put his own kochos into it. That the pushback is necessary. It's not a negative. It's not, oh, I was up and now I'm down. It's that the ups, those quick ups that happen with the flash, with the mehiris, that yitzias mitzrayim, that's l'sha. That's not going to last. But if it's a ratzo v'shov, if it's first a ritza, a quick blast, a burst of excitement and of motivation and of pushing forward, which is then tempered by a more concentrated effort, a more patient effort, a more active effort on the part of the person themselves, that's something that can last. Only a ratzova shov, when you balance that flash with the patience and with the internal effort on our own part, that's when you can have a lasting kiyum to the inspiration that you're trying to gain. The other thing that's so interesting here, as the Sfas Emes is pointing out, is that until now, Klal Yisrael saw Hashem's Yad HaChazaka, that he was pushing the Klal Yisrael from behind them out of Mitzrayim and doing all the nisim for them. They had played no role in it. And now all of a sudden they're learning that they also have to put themselves a little bit of effort into the process as well. If you flip the page to, again, we're still in source number 2, but you have the bays, the blue bays, which is really a kind of like a footnote from somewhere in the Sfas Emes. If you look back, I put a bays there as well, the blue bays. This is from the Sefer Limudei Nisan. Limudei Nisan was written by Rav Nissen Alpert. Well, actually, I'm not sure if it was written by him, but it's the Divrei Torah that he gave. I think maybe the family wrote it up. But Rav Nissen Alpert was a Talmud Muvak of Moshe Feinstein. He died young, so it could be a lot of people here haven't heard of him. It also, you know, could be that you haven't been impacted by him as much as Klal Yisrael could have been impacted by him, because he did die young. He died. He was Ramesha's son-in-law. Ramesha's Talmud Muvak, and he passed away very, very soon after Ramesha himself passed away. So he really didn't live a long life. But he had a very big hashpa in his lifetime. He was a Paisik. He was a Gevaldik Darshan also. So in the Sefer Limudei Nisan, he has a Dvar Torah where he asks the following question. You see, the pasuk says, "Vayar Yisrael si Yad Hagadola Asher Asa Hashem." So we saw the Yad Hagadola. Yad HaGadolah, again, literally translated, the big hand, the large hand, the tremendous hand, the Yad HaGadolah of Hashem. It's not supposed to be literally translated. It's not his Yad, but the power, the Kochos of Hashem. Okay. What other way do we describe a Yad? I said the word before. Yad Ha, not Gadolah, but Chazaka. We often say Yad HaChazaka. In fact, this is what Ibn Nissen Alper points out. If you look at all the Pesukim until now, the Yad of Hashem is described as Chazaka. This is really the first time we're observing the Gadolah of Hashem's Yad. So what's the difference between Chazaka and Gedola? Why are we switching back and forth? So he says like this. He says, you saw in the Malbim's Haggadah. In the Malbim's commentary on the Haggadah, the Malbim says there's a difference between two words, Gedula and Romimus. Gedula, Romimus, let's say, Romimus means Ramal Kol Gayim. Hashem is way transcending anything in this world. Romimus, he said, is from top to bottom. That Hashem is just overpowering, omnipotent. He's able to control everything from top to bottom. There's no input from anyone in this world. Hashem just oversees and overpowers everything that exists in this world. Godless, Gedula, says the Malbim, is from bottom to top. It's when Klal Yisrael or someone in this world contributes to the process. It's, you know, sort of like an Isra Usa Dilasata. Someone contributes to the process from down here, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu then magnifies and amplifies the impact of those actions. So says Reb Nissen like this. Until now, Klal Yisrael experienced a Yad HaChazaka, a hand that showed the strength of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's powers. That was what we saw until now. It was only here, at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, when the Klal Yisrael went through the Yashuvu moment, the Ratzov Ashov moment, when they turned around and they took their own steps forward, that it wasn't only HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifting them up and throwing them out of Mitzrayim and throwing them across the Yamsuf, but it was actually our own efforts. Our own Mesiris Nefesh, our own commitment to the process of Geula, our putting in our end of the process, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu following through and building it up, magnifying and making it into a Kriyas Yamsuf. But now it was Yad HaGedola. Gedula is from bottom to top. It's where we put in our efforts, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows through and magnifies and builds them up and puts them on a pedestal and makes it into a Nes Gadol that we couldn't do on our own. But that Godless starts with the Jewish people. And this is the moment where we recognize that. This moment of Kriyas Yamsuf, when there's a, quote, hishtatfus, a joint effort between Klal Yisrael and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's when it becomes Yad HaGadol instead of Yad HaChazaka. And that's also what the Sfas Emes is stressing to us over here. Until now, it was a Chazaka in the sense, it was Romimus, it was Hashem overpowering the world, overpowering nature, doing the Makos, splitting the Yamsuf. That was all Hashem. But now we're told, no, we want you to be a part of this. You need to take an active role, Ratzo Vashov, Yashuvu, turn around and take those initial steps yourself. You have to make the Geula not only something that comes from externally, but something that's internally. And if that's true, as the Sfas Emes told us before, that will make it kavua belibam. That will make it something that's lasting. That will make it something that's impactful, not only in a moment, not only a fleeting moment of inspiration, but something that lasts forever. If you go back to page number one, again, in source number two, in the Sfas Emes, continuing, because we stopped in the middle. So he says, "V'haya mikodem b'neis sheyiyeh hachana al acher kach sheyiyeh gam al pi din." So it's interesting. He says Hashem's ratzon was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted that we wouldn't just be zocha to a neis al pi midas hachesed, that Hashem would take us out because we didn't deserve it. He wanted us to be zocha b'din. He wanted us to earn the geula, which is part of why Moshe gave us this commandment to turn around and earn it by taking those steps ourselves. But this is what he adds here, which is very gishmak. He says the pasuk tells us. You have a footnote here. You see in one on the very bottom, a footnote in our parsha. Haloze davar asher dibarnu elechem Mitzrayim lemor. This is what Klal Yisrael say. Chadal mimenu v'na'avda es Mitzrayim. Ki tov lanu avod es Mitzrayim imusenu b'midbar. What did the Klal Yisrael say? We'd rather go back to Mitzrayim. Why are we here? Why are you taking us out? We don't want to die in the midbar. Let's just go back to Mitzrayim. What a strange complaint, no? They were taken out of slavery. They were being, it was avoda kasha. It was, people were being killed. Babies were being killed. They were tortured for so many years. They want to go back to worship the Mitzrayim again? Does that make any sense? What are they complaining? What are they saying? We'd rather go back to Mitzrayim. So the Sfas Emes says, no, of course they didn't want to go back and be slaves. But they realized now, as they were leaving Mitzrayim, that until now Hashem was doing them a chesed. But now Hashem wants them to earn it, to deserve the geula. So he's telling them, turn around and take some steps yourself. And you know what Klal Yisrael say? Not sure we're ready. Not sure we're ready. Hashem rushed the geula, took us out with chesed. Now he wants us to take part in it. You know what? They're nervous. They're going to mess up. They're not sure they can do their part for the geula. So you know what they say? Maybe it's better if we go back to Mitzrayim. Not that we want to be slaves, but maybe it's better we get tortured a little bit more. And then we actually earn and deserve the geula on our own. We need to go back into the Korah Barzel. We need a little bit more development. We need to create ourselves a little bit more as a nation of Ovdei Hashem, in order to deserve the geula. I'm not sure we're ready. So they say, why don't we just go all the way back, and then Hashem will let us out over time. Says this Vasem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like, no, now. Take those steps yourselves now. That's the command over here. But it might have been easier if we just went back and, you know, developed ourselves a little more. No, we're being told, take those steps now. You have to have the confidence. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, that you can take a part in the Gula, even at this moment already. Uche'en Zeh, this is such a beautiful tzushtel. I think tzushtel means juxtaposition. The Sfas Emes puts together two ideas here so beautifully, but this second idea doesn't have to be related, but it is related, and it's one of my favorite things that comes up in the Sfas Emes, a theme that comes up. If you look the fourth to last line in source number two, in the bold, Uche'en Zeh, similar to this Yesh Lomar, Amasha Kosfu Chazal, Amasha Amru Chazal. Chazal say the following, Ilu Meshamrin Beis Shabbosos Nigalin. Chazal famously say that if Klal Yisrael would only keep two Shabboses, they would right away experience the Gula. We would have Mashiach. If we would just keep two consecutive Shabboses, we'd be done. Mashiach would come. V'shamayti, I heard, may Adoni Abi Zikni Mori Rabbi Zal, I heard from the Chedush HaRim, my grandfather, Shehigid B'Shem HaRab Rav Shmelka, anyone know who that is? The Rebbe Rav Shmelka mi Nicholsburg. The Rebbe Rav Shmelka mi Nicholsburg is a famous Chassidish Rebbe. So, Kimedumen Likach, I heard like this, Sheshabbos Rishon Hachana Shiyeh B'Mosachol Avoda Karoi, Lios achkach Shabbos karoi. What's the Sfas Emes is saying here? A little bit cryptically. So he's saying like this. A little bit of a question. Why is it that we have to keep two Shabbosos? Isn't that kind of arbitrary? Keep one Shabbos and that'll be enough. And the truth is, by the way, if you look in other places in Chazal, it says if we just keep one Shabbos, or if we had just kept the first Shabbos, we never would have lost our Geula. And if we just keep one Shabbos, we would gain our Mashiach. So why is it that you have to keep two? So he quotes from the Rebbe Reb Shmelko like this. That first Shabbos, if you turn the page to source number two, you have a Kedushas Levi here in Parshas Kisisa. It's also Kedai to look at the one in Parshas Vayetze. We don't have time to talk it all out inside now, but I'll say it outside. Both of them say the following idea. The Kedushas Levi is a little more explicit. The Rebbe of Shmelkel is being quoted as saying the same thing by the Sfas Emes here as well. The Torah is saying like this, or Chazal are saying like this. That first Shabbos that we keep with all its Kedusha, that's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person doesn't have the tools to keep Shabbos at the level that he really needs to keep it. If he accomplishes keeping a Shabbos at a high level, that's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person receives that gift, it's a wonderful thing. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is he wants us to take the inspiration that he gives us, take the Kedusha that he gifts us with, and propel ourselves into the Yemos HaChol, turn the Yemei HaChol into more Kadosh, most sanctified, more holy, and then that second Shabbos is a combination of us and Hashem. The second Shabbos is that the motivation that Hashem gave us the Kedusha of last Shabbos, which helped us grow during the week, brings us into this Shabbos and makes this Shabbos a fuller Kiyam. A person can't possibly keep Shabbos with all its Kedusha unless he has both of those aspects. He has the inspiration from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Vyashuvu, those steps that he takes himself in order to propel himself to be at a better Shomer Shabbos. The Zmiros we say, HaMa'achrim L'Tzeis Min HaShabbos U'Mimharim Lavo. Right? We praise the people who let out Shabbos late. They don't run to make Havdalah on Matzeh Shabbos, and who rush to take in Shabbos on Erev Shabbos on Friday. What's strange about that phrase? What comes first? We start Shabbos and we end Shabbos, no? It should be Hamimaharim to go into Shabbos, Umaachrim Latzeis, and then they don't want to leave. Why is it Hamaachrim Latzeis Mina Shabbos, Umaharim Lavo? So I thought the Pshat is like this. It's, you can't have a mehiris. You can't have a true, genuine rush into Shabbos until you've experienced the Kedusha of a previous Shabbos. So HaMe'achrim Latzeis Min HaShabbos, if someone had such a Shabbos that he was so inspired that he didn't want to let go, that could change the week. And if he changes the week properly, and he grows in Kedusha, and he lifts himself up throughout the week, then the next Shabbos, it will be Memharim Lavo. The next Shabbos, he could bring in Shabbos with an excitement, with a fervor, with more Kedusha, but only if he first accepts the gift of the previous Shabbos, uses that as his inspiration, and yes, a crutch, and then Ratzo Vashov. He turns and he introspective and he thinks and he works and he propels himself throughout the week, then Mimharim Lavo. Then it could be a full Kedusha Shabbos. And that's what the Chazal are telling us. It's not enough to keep one Shabbos. On the one hand, all we really need to do is keep one Shabbos. But you can't keep one Shabbos until you've kept another Shabbos. So that first Shabbos, we take a gift from Hashem. He gives us the Kedusha, he gives us the inspiration. But that needs to propel us to the ultimate goal of keeping the next Shabbos with that balance of Ratzo Vashov, of Hashem's inspiration, and our own internal active efforts to make it even more kadosh for ourselves. We really don't have so much time, but maybe we'll just mention the source number one, the Sfas Emes in Bishalach. This is, Tafresh Lamed Aleph. He quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says that the Pasuk in Tilim says, Nachon Kisacha Me'az, that your chair, your Kisei HaKavod was steadfast to Kadosh Baruch Hu only Me'az, only from then. What's Me'az? So the Medrash says it's a reference to our Psukim, Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael. That from the time of the creation till now, of course Hashem existed. Of course Hashem created the world. Of course He was the Borei Olam. Elamai, people didn't really recognize it. Then we had a Kriyas Yamsuf, and it was much more recognizable, much more apparent to everyone in the world. Az Yashir Me'az Nachon Kisacha. Your Kisei was recognizable, Me'az, from the moment of Az Yashir. So the Sfas Emes says that really Hashem created the world, of course, but it was behester. No one noticed it. The Geula from Mitzrayim, that was such a wow. That was a flash. That was a burst. And the Kadosh Baruch kind of burst on the scene, and everyone recognized His presence, His providence, and therefore retrospectively, they recognized that He was the Borei Olam as well. It was the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim that was Megala, that revealed to everyone in the world, the Jewish people and everyone else, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there all along. And the Sfas Emes says, if you look in Source 1, the third piece, in Tafresh Lamed Zayin, the Sfas Emes says, that's why it's the Lashon of Az Yashir, which is it's a mix of past and future, but not present. Because this song was in our hearts, as Rashi says, Allah Belibo, it was in our hearts since the beginning of time. Everyone, deep down, everyone knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, creating the world, running our lives, inspiring us, pushing us, patching us. All of that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone feels that, and your heart, Allah Belibo, it's sitting in there latent in your heart. But Az Yashir, only in that moment did it finally express itself in a song, because at Kriyas Yamsuf we started to realize what we were really feeling deep down all along. The world started to be able to express it in a song, but it was there from the very beginning. It was just this moment that revealed it to everyone. The Sfas Emes here doesn't say it explicitly, but his son, the Imre Emes, in parentheses, does explicate it. And then if you look in the indented part here in source number one, we'll end with this in Tafresh Lamed Beis, the Sfas Emes himself intimates this point, which is the following. There's a famous kasha of the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra asked that we say, well, the pasuk says, Anochi Hashem lokecha asher hotzei sicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am your God, Neseres Dibros. I am your God who took you out of Mitzrayim. What should it have said? I am your God who created the world, Barati Olam. That's what the Ibn Ezra asked kasha. So a second kasha, then many people have spoken about this. Rabbi Yosef Engel has an interesting answer, but many people speak about this. The other kasha the Ramban asks on the Rashi in the very beginning of our Torah, we spoke about it a few months ago in Bereishis, that we should have started, Rashi quotes, we should have started the Torah with, not with Maisa Bereishis, but we should have started with HaChodesh Adelachem, last week's parsha, the first mitzvah. So Ramban says, why? The Bereishis is the story of the world. We should have started with Bereishis. What are you talking about? So the Sfas Emes basically says that in terms of the first question, it makes sense. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Asher Barasi Es HaOlam. I'm the one who created the world. But you know when everyone realized that? Asher Hotzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Eretz Mitzrayim, that was Megala. That showed, that made us all realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created the world. And the same thing, Tzarech L'Haskel Me'achodesh Hazeh, that Rashi, you know, from the Medrash is telling us, that really, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu of course created the world, and everyone's supposed to know that, but the moment of truth really only came, that realization really only came, when Yetzias Mitzrayim happened, when the mitzvahs were given, when we were charged with HaKadosh Hazeh Lachem. So it was the Bria Sa'olam that was the starting point, and we're supposed to recognize that, but it's through the Gilui, through the exposure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, through the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we finally recognize that. So we should work to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, through the Nisim, the big ones and the little ones that exist in our lives, and B'siyat Shmaya, that should propel us to accept the gift of Kedusha that Hashem gives us and take it our own active, proactive steps to build more and more Kedusha in our lives of Avodas Hashem. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.